Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Ladies and gentlemen of Toronto, welcome to the first annual Chum Bedroom Olympics.
Yay!
I'm your host, Jamar McNeil, here in the Chum Studio with Two Sexy Women.
He loves doing this,
I love
by
being
the way.
A game show host. I always wanted to be a game show host.
I love it. All right.
All right, so anyway, we're getting underway right now on this Valentine's morning. Our couples are in here. We invited three brave couples to join us this morning for the high honor in the land.
Yes.
Hang out with Marilyn Dennis.
Well, come on, Jamar. No. Meet the new guy.
Well, maybe. That's an honor and a shame. You decide later. But an update to the situation. We invited three couples, but only two have shown up.
What happened?
What happened to our third couple, Tom?
Brianna and Nathan didn't show.
I just called and I woke Nathan up like 5 minutes ago.
Wait, you woke Nathan up?
So that's never a good sign when it's 6:45 and they're supposed to be here at 6:30.
Right.
He goes, oh, so, I thought it was tonight.
Wait, we told him 6:30.
Right.
On the Chum Morning Show.
He thought PM?
Yes, he thought PM, yeah.
Someone's going to have a really bad Valentine's Day.
I think Brianna's not going to be very happy.
Morning show! You thought 6:30 p.m.? I got to tell you, Brianna actually called me after I told Nathan they were in, and she said, is this a joke? Because I am so excited. She was losing her mind. She's going to lose her mind now with poor Nathan.
It's so embarrassing because we had the whole contest fixed for them to win the whole thing. Oh, wow. Break out the Amex,
well,
Nathan.
Well, the odds just really increased for you guys in the room. So
fantastic.
That's nice.
So a round of applause for our contestants that showed up.
Okay.
The grand prize is a $2,500 Sleep Country gift card plus $500 cash to spend on a dream date, you two couples, however you want to do it. Sleep Country, all for sleep. Thank you, Sleep Country. And today, Sleep Country is all for fun, too. So let's meet our teams.
All right.
Couple number one, Chloe and Dom. Chloe and Dom.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How are you?
Cool. So Chloe and Dom have been together just for under 2 years.
Uh-huh.
They haven't been out together in ages because Dom injured himself.
Where?
Oh,
what room?
Not in the bedroom.
Okay.
But in a football game with his buddies. Now, this is a football or the real football?
It's kind of flag football.
Flag football.
Okay.
The fake football. Coming from a soccer player. No
okay,
shame.
I'm going to say flag football fake, too.
Okay. Okay. Hey, listen, let's That's not shame the man. You're here.
You just did.
You made it on time, so congratulations. So are you guys ready to rumble?
Yep.
Yeah,
all right, make some noise for Chloe and Dom.
Hey. So listen, guys, how are you feeling, by the way? How are you feeling with your injury? You feeling a little bit better, Dom?
A little better now. The first couple months were kind of rough. But
Yeah? In that, did you have like a cast on or something like that?
I had a cast on my right foot. I broke my ankle.
Oh, my gosh. All right. And did you have to play nurse?
Yeah. I did, and groceries were tough because we live in a condo. I did everything on my own, but okay.
It's okay. There's love in the air. There's love in the air. Well, welcome to the room.
Yay!
That's awesome.
See the love in these two.
I do, too.
Let's meet our other couple, or the next couple, not the other, because you guys are just as valid as couple one. Natalie and David in the house.
Yay!
Hey, nice to meet you.
So Natalie's submission may have been quite the saddest and funniest submission you've ever seen. It was literally just a picture of a lonely, tiny, little single bed in a small room. We didn't even see your faces.
Oh, I heard about this.
What's the story with that picture of the bed, Natalie?
So basically, David and I are living at my parents' house, and I have a single bed from high school, which has not changed. So unfortunately, poor David here has to sleep beside me like a cute little puppy most nights.
Wait, on the bed?
No.
On the floor?
On the floor.
What?
Beside me.
Yeah. Guys, I'm very humble.
How long has this been going on?
Well, after he graduated, so about a year. Yeah.
David, I'm amazed.
We need an upgrade pretty badly, guys.
Well, let me tell you something, David. You've got quite the beautiful woman on your side right there.
I do. It keeps me nice and warm at night.
And you're so into this relationship that you're willing to just sleep on the bed and not next to her. That says a lot. He said, just put me on the floor. It's all good.
Most nights.
I need to get some sleep. Okay.
This is really interesting. Oh, wow.
That is
really
not
need
enough
a bed.
For us. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, listen, in the words of a famous Bob Marley, we'll seek the shelter of my single bed. It's just as romantic. All right? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love, folks, or what?
All right.
We have listeners in the studio. Hey!
Hey! David, Chloe, and Dom.
This is the first annual Chum Bedroom Olympics. They are battling for bedroom supremacy.
Yes.
More ways than one.
They are.
Find out who reigns supreme. So they just got done with the first event. which was get your sheet together.
Uh-huh.
This needs an explanation, please, Marilyn.
Sure
Dennis.
It does. Okay, well, how many of you love to fold a fitted sheet?
No.
No.
I hate
no.
folding any sheets.
Yeah, fitted sheets are really tough. So imagine doing that and doing a blindfold. Okay, blindfolded, that's what both couples did.
It's impossible to do when you can see.
Yeah. Now, I just tell you.
So for those who sleep in a bathtub, the fitted sheet has the elastic around it.
Yes.
So it's like cinches, so it's never completely straight, so it's almost impossible to fold.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, they did it blindfolded, and the winner of this round was, who was the winner, guys? Yes. Natalie and David, because
wow,
you want to know why?
It's Natalie and David.
I'll tell you why. They did it with speed. They did it with folding, which was great. But David, I was so impressed for a guy who sleeps on the floor, how you knew how to put a fitted sheet on and the fact that you knew how to fold it. But you were giving her directions.
Exactly how my mother taught me.
Wow.
She's listening. I'll say thank you.
Okay.
I was just like, okay, fold left, fold left.
That was used that round, and I think I exhibited it.
What is the special secret to folding a fitted sheet?
Special secret, coordination.
Coordination,
special
all right.
Secret. Yeah. You need two people, coordination, keep it together, keep it tight, no wrinkles.
Yeah. And Natalie, did you learn something from that one?
Since I still live at home, my mom usually does this. So David was a great help with this.
Fantastic.
His direction
very good.
Was awesome.
Well, very good. You did well.
Thanks,
now, I want to say, Chloe and Dom did really well, but they were just a little slower on it. That's all. But both of them ended up with pretty much the same kind of fold. Yeah. So thank you, everybody.
All right.
That's round one.
Great relationship advice. Keep it together, keep it tight.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Okay, so that's round one. You guys are still in this, so don't despair, everybody. Let's move on to the next event.
Okay.
And our next event is called Threesungs. Wait, Threesungs. Oh, I get what we did here. Three songs. Because they have to sing along with a mashup of three songs. So, the teams, you have to choose which person between the two of you is the best singer. Although we think the worst singer could actually be more entertaining. You never know.
Yeah.
So, we'll hand you the lyrics to three songs that you're going to have to be singing. But don't worry, you're only singing a few seconds of each song. Marilyn, Caitlin, and myself will be the judges, okay? And you're going to be scored on passion, pitch, and performance. So do we know who's going first? We have Chloe and Dom. Who's singing? Is it Chloe?
It's me, Chloe. I'll be singing today.
Okay, Chloe.
Right. Dom didn't want any part of this.
And the judges are judging out of five.
Out of five.
Okay, okay.
All right. All right. So did you get the headphones on? You're singing along to these three songs. Chloe, on your mark, get set, sing.
'Cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And the haters gonna hey. I'm just gonna shake it off, shake it off, and
hit it, honey, go for it.
Wow.
I'm so impressed.
Chloe.
Like, you were really giving it. You were closing your eyes. You were clenching your fists.
Gotta get that shaking.
Hey, Chloe, we just got the ratings. About 1.5 million people just heard you singing.
Good.
How do you feel?
Excellent.
All right. Next on the launch. No, I'm joking. No, that was really, really good. Congratulations. Round of applause for Chloe.
All right. So.
All right. So we're writing down our scores, Marilyn, Kate, and myself. For that performance, you're getting scored out of five. In a few minutes, we will give the results. Good job, Chloe.
All right, thank you.
Okay, I got it. All right, so Brianna and Nathan.
No, they're not here.
Oh,
they're asleep.
They're not here.
I'm sorry, I'm couple shaming them. Brianna and Nathan, go back to sleep.
They're awarded no points.
Yeah, they thought this thing was tonight.
Natalie and David. Who's going to rep for the team?
Oh, Natalie's got
Natalie stepping
up to the
mic.
Ladies this
round. Okay, all right. Okay.
We got her three songs.
Okay.
Let's put those headphones on. Step up to your microphone. Don't forget, we are streaming live on Instagram at Chum1045. So it's 1.5 and a half million. All right. Let's go, Natalie. Your three songs start now.
Tell me why it ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why it ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never wanna hear you say I want it that way. Hey, I just met you.
you. And this is crazy. And here's my number. So call me, maybe. You're here.
Oh.
There's no.
Oh.
And I know that my heart will go on.
Wow. You know, the best part was watching David dancing around and being so proud of you. That was awesome.
Man, I just love how she, there was a sour note in there. But she took that sour lime and turned it into limeade. It was really, really good.
Very good.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
You should feel, both of you should feel really yeah. good about yourself. And, you know, I got to tell you, Chloe was supporting you behind you doing backup. That was so great. All right.
All right. So let's write down our scores,
Chloe,
guys.
And Allie. All right. I got my score.
I don't even know what to do here. Okay. All right. I know what to do. I'm writing down my score. We are Valentine's up in the studio.
Yes, we are.
Chum Bedroom Olympics are underway.
Big round of applause for our couples, Natalie and David, Chloe and Dom.
Yay!
And ironically, they're from Pickering. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like the Pickering Derby or something like that. Right. Yeah, they're both from Pickering.
Yeah.
So we have our couples here competing for the grand prize of $2,500 at Sweet Country, plus $500 in cash. You could kind of say we're playing the newlywed game if you really wanted to think about it. But I don't think they're new at this bedroom at all. I think they are very, very experienced. So the current score after our two events, 18 and 15. For 18 points go to Natalie and David.
Yeah.
Woo. That's very
Pickering.
Good.
Good stuff. And Chloe and Dom get 15 points. Now, I got to tell you guys, you're only a couple points shy. Everyone, this is any couple's game still.
Yeah.
Because we do have another event. Our final competition, it's called Quickies. Quickies. We're going to see how well you know your partner in a very short period of time. We've given one person on each team a short list of questions. They've already answered the questions. Now, we're going to ask the other person to see if they can match those answers live on air. You're going to get 2 points for each question you match. Up at the microphone, representing her team, Chloe. Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
So Dom has already answered these questions.
How well do you think this man knows you?
I think he knows me pretty well. I'm a little nervous.
He better, right? All right. Let's get to the questions. First question is for Chloe. Who hogs the blankets in this couple? Would it be you, Chloe, or Dom? Is the blanket hog?
It would most definitely be me. I hog the
Chloe
whole bed.
Says Chloe. Dom says Chloe.
Hey! There's 2 points for you.
They're in agreement.
All right. Interesting. The next question is, oh boy, who has had more previous relationships? Would that be you, Chloe, or would that be Dom?
That would be Dom.
Yikes. And that's what he said too.
Hey,
Dom.
He didn't look at me just now.
Hey, Dom, she knows the deal. She's on to you. All right. Whoa. Let's move on.
We can go back to that question later.
2 more points. Hey, Chloe, who spends more time in the nude around the house? Would it be you, Chloe, or would it be Dom?
I hope my coworkers aren't listening. It would be me.
What?
Guess what? He agrees.
Wow.
2 more points, Dom. You know her very well. Who's more likely to leave the party last? Like you're leaving the party after the let out. Party done, and you're still in there.
This guy.
Dom?
This guy. Would
Not you? You sure? All right.
I would leave.
Lock her in on Dom. Dom agrees.
Wow, that's amazing.
All right, interesting. And the last question. Wait, answer honestly.
Okay.
No ego. Between the two of you, who's smarter? Is it Chloe or is it Dom?
Oh,
he's already answered. Let's see if you can match him.
I think it's me.
See, oh, yeah? You think it's you? Yeah. You think it's you, huh? Really? Guess what? He thinks so, too.
Wow! Hey, it's a perfect 10.
Wow, 5 for 5.
Wow.
Clean sweep.
10 points.
How about that?
Okay, I don't mind the hog the blanket question. Previous relationships, do you know how many he's had before you?
Oh, man.
Tom, get over here.
He's had, I think, two girlfriends.
Yeah.
And how long have you two been together?
Just under two years. Yeah.
I got to tell you, know each other really well. And the smarter thing worked out, too, didn't it? Thank you two. 10 points. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
All right.
Dom, good sport.
Yeah, you are a good sport. Zelda, you know your girl. You do.
Okay, let's bring to the mic.
All right, Natalie and David.
All right.
Natalie and
Come
David.
On up.
All right.
Okay, you feeling pretty confident? David, I'm wishing you well on this one. because you fold a fitted sheet like nobody else that I know. All right.
Now, just to remind you, Natalie, you and your team are ahead. You guys got like a 3-point buffer right now.
Yeah.
So, and they just did a clean sweep.
I know.
All right, so let's
have some competition.
Let's think for the group.
Right.
Okay.
First question for you, Natalie, is which one of the two of you is more romantic? Is it you, Natalie, or is it David? Who's the romantic?
I'd say me.
Yeah? All right.
Yeah.
He says you!
Yay!
All right. Natalie, between the two, who is the funnier? Is it David or is it you?
I'd say David.
David is the funny guy, huh? Well, guess what? He thinks so, too!
Hey!
Wow, interesting. He's the jokester. Who's most likely to believe in psychics?
Psychics,
like, you know,
like John
psychics.
Edwards.
Like, call me now, psychics.
I think me.
Yeah, you like psychics more than... Yeah.
I think I'd be more likely to believe in them than he would.
All right. Let's lock her in on that. David says he.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right, interesting. Okay. All right.
Secretly watching Long Island Medium.
Okay. Maybe. All right, shout out Teresa. Who is more likely to install a trampoline in the bedroom?
Say that question again.
Trampoline in the bedroom.
More likely to install the trampoline in the bedroom.
David?
Is that a David thing?
I would not do that, so.
All right. David agrees.
Yes!
Another point, all right.
They can win it here. This is it.
This is it. Last question.
Oh, my God.
Natalie, who's the most likely to get a tattoo with the other's name on it? Do you have the David tattoo or does he have the Natalie tattoo?
Oh, my God. Him?
Yeah? Where would he put it?
On his ass.
Really? Take a look at that booty. He got it, cutie!
Yeah! Caitlin Green.
Fantastic.
How about that final score?
That is amazing. So, yeah, you guys just won it. You just clinched it.
You just clinched it. Congratulations.
Shout out to Natalie and David
Pickering. Brilliant job. You did a great job, but how about that?
Tell them what they won, Matt, Marilyn.
I don't have it in front of me.
I'll give you the paper.
Okay, give it to me right there. Okay, this is so important. Okay, so here's what you want. Natalie and David, listen up. You don't have to sleep on the floor anymore.
Yay!
You've won $2,500 to spend at Sleep Country. So congratulations on that. A new bed is in your future. Plus $500 cash. So congratulations to you. And I want to say, Chloe and Dom, you just played such a great game. A Sleep Country Sweet Dreams package for you, filled with sleep essentials, including essential sheet set, microgel duvet, Tranquil lavender spray, and a couple's pillow. That's all courtesy of our friends at Sleep Country. Sleep Country, all for sleep. I'm going to tell you why you're going to sleep so well. Not only because of Sleep Country, because you are never up this early.
Never up this early. Yeah, you guys are going to
sleep this done. I'm so impressed. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you.
I got to tell you guys, man, I haven't been out to Pickering yet. I'm new in town, but Pickering is popping. You guys are really, really fun. So I guess I got to go out there and party. Is that true?
Yeah.
All right.
You know who's coming in for E-Talk today?
Who's that?
Tracy Melcher. She's from Pickering.
Oh, she's a Pickering girl? Yeah, that's
right. It's a Pickering day, everybody.
It's a Pickering day.
Thank you. Right. Happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for listening to Chum.
What a morning. Happy Valentine's Day to the entire GTA. We are here live and direct, and you can see everything that just happened on the Chum Bedroom Olympics online right now on our Instagram at Chum1045. E-Talk Entertainment Update. Let's welcome in Tracy Melcher.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You're looking really festive.
Oh, thank you. I tried to put the red. You know, I haven't added the red lip yet, but it's gonna be a proper red.
Even your nail polish matches your outfit.
No, I did. I wanted to have a Valentine's Day theme.
Yeah, you look so pretty. What's going on?
You know what? Who has better nails than Cardi B? Nobody.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody. So Cardi B has made a fabulous return to Instagram. This is just days after she deactivated her Instagram account because of all the backlash she received for receiving the Grammy on Sunday, which I thought was very well deserved. Congratulations, Cardi B. So she revealed that she's coming back from her retirement of 2 days to announce that she's got a brand new song coming out Friday at midnight with the one, the only Mr. Bruno Mars. Wow. And we know what happened the last time they got together.
So great.
Finesse. And that video that paid tribute to Living Color. All we needed was Jennifer Lopez to come back out on that video, and it would have been perfect. It was still perfect.
So great.
She also had a little bit of a photo with her and Bruno Mars. It looks like it's going to be the new single's cover art. And she also put a little hashtag two Grammy winning artists. Whoa. So, in your face, haters.
Oh, yeah.
Haters. Oh, crrr. All right, so Justin Bieber, you know what? He may be very happy in his marriage to his wife, Hailey Baldwin. But you know what? He's really trying to focus on his own mental health, and good for him. So it's becoming clear, according to a new article in People magazine, that they delayed their religious ceremony because of his mental health issues. And his doctors and his pastors are treating him for anxiety and depression. And I guess Hailey was feeling a little bit overwhelmed by, she was feeling that she had to, like, you know, take care of everything, and including her now husband, which is understandable. And so he displayed classic signs of depression, and she noticed that he was sleeping far more than usual. So, you know, right now they're just focusing on getting healthy, which
is
amazing.
That's why we talk about with people that have partners or siblings or mom or dad or whatever, that we also want to help you out too.
Absolutely.
Because you're taking on the world with that, and because you love them so much.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that they're being open and they're talking about their struggles, and you know, pop stars, they're just like us too.
They are too.
They really are. It's Valentine's Day.
What are you doing tonight?
I'm going to be with the kids.
Okay.
You know, give them lots of chocolate.
The only person in this room that's getting any action is Tom.
Oh, Tom, are you getting action?
You know, just so you know, well, because... Yes. Because I'm forecasting that.
And the odds makers really, really got mad at that stat right there.
Wow.
I'm just
saying. You know what makes me excited in this room?
What?
This wheel.
You like
yeah,
it?
Do you like
this birthday jackpot wheel? It's amazing. It's a good one. It's like a wheel of fortune. Yeah, prices like, right.
You hear that when
Kelly
you're
and Ryan? You hear the proper click.
Do you hear that driving in the morning?
I do hear. Yeah, oh my gosh! I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
Every
Tracy
morning.
Metric. E-talks on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV. We'll be watching you.
Thank you.
As we always do. Happy V Day.
Happy V Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at a meme, Marilyn.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen, like, the Batman and Robin meme? It's the one where Batman's smacking Robin because he's saying something stupid.
Yeah.
This one is a Valentine's Day themed one. It's pretty funny. It's Robin saying, it's Valentine, and then Batman smacks him and goes, it's Thursday! Batman's single, clearly. So I want to give a shout out to all the single people right now who are looking at Valentine's Day, giving it the epic eye roll. I get it. I understand. I've been there.
Oh, me too.
And we feel your pain.
Yeah.
I also want to let you know that I found that if you want to be unsingle, we found the best spot to find a date. And you wouldn't even believe it. The grocery store. According to a survey, they're saying 46% of people have flirted with someone at a grocery store, making it overwhelmingly the top place out of all the places where you could possibly flirt with somebody, even like the club, bar, restaurant. More people get flirted with at grocery stores than anywhere else.
Now, what section of the grocery store did they get in that?
Glad you asked.
Well, I'm
Marilyn.
Just saying, I'm thinking fruits and vegetables.
The melon aisle?
Take a look at those grapes.
Okay, well, listen, the frozen food aisle might be a little cliche, but the survey says the three spots that you're most likely to meet someone are the beer, wine, and liquor aisle. Booze aisle.
Which is kind of new to Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
This is U.S.
Yeah, is that been a thing here?
No.
It's becoming.
It's recent.
Okay. Yeah.
Loblaws.
Yeah, there's select stores that have it.
Well, get in that booze aisle. That's where it's going down. All right. The produce section.
Yeah.
You know? You see him squeezing the melons, and you go, hey.
Okay.
Hey, buddy. I like how you squeeze those melons.
Squoze.
Yeah, say it just like that. Squoze.
Yeah, say squoze. I just imagine that they both reach for the same perfectly ripe avocado, and then he says, no, you take it. And then it starts there.
How do you know if it's ripe? Anyway.
She reaches for the eggplant. He passes out. Love at first sight.
But you know, if you think about it, I want to tell you about that fruits and vegetable, like that section. It's so large in some of these grocery stores. It's like an open window to so many people. And then, you know, I mean, it's so easy to kind of move on up beside someone who's checking out the tomatoes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, could you move your cart for me? I'm just trying to get one.
I've never heard
banana.
Of these types of How many types of tomatoes are there in this world, by the way?
Many.
That's another story.
You go to Costco, get produce. It's like a porno. Like, everything's so big. It's like, where'd you get these big vegetables from? Anyway, the last place where people are flirting
Sure.
is the checkout line. when they're, you know, sitting at the line, getting ready to put their groceries onto the conveyor belt or whatever. Yeah, yeah, this is a good place to just strike up a little conversation. Who knew?
Yeah, that's true.
So, if, you know.
Yeah. I've had people do that. Actually, they'll say to people in front of me, not to me, oh, that's an interesting thing. What is that? It's a mango. Oh, that's interesting. That sort of thing. Or what do you do with that?
See,
or
the way to my heart would be through a shared eye roll. So, you know, it's like if the line's really long or if the self-checkout is acting up. So if I shared an eye roll with someone at a moment or at like a weird customer interaction, we kind of like had a shared laugh.
Yeah.
That would be it for me. I'd be like, okay, like we get each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
According to our reading, they've also given us the best pickup lines. Wait till you hear these. They're so unassuming, but I think they're effective.
Are they actually? Because pickup lines are never
as good.
They're
always corny.
They are.
They're like before they give an award away on the Oscars.
Well, check these out. Let's see if these would work on you, ladies.
Okay.
The first line, for men, if you're talking to a woman, you say, hey, I can't find something. Do you know where it is?
That's fine.
You could use that with anything except toilet paper. Yeah, that's not going to go off very well.
Yeah.
For women, it's say, hey, can you help me reach something? The old damsel in distress line.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's according to
the survey. I can't get that Sauvignon Blanc off the chop shelf. Help me.
So those are the icebreakers.
That's good.
That's not bad.
I like that a lot.
You know, finding people is a tough thing to do.
It's a tough thing to do. I'm going to give you another choice, too, just as an add-on. Go to the hardware store on a Tuesday night. I'm just saying.
That's random. Why would you say the hardware
store? Recent surveys have said that's another place to find somebody.
All right.
Looking for the lug nuts. Can you help me?
Listen, you guys get to know me, but I got a million punchlines for what you just said. I will just keep them to myself.
Oh my gosh, here comes the song. We won't be able to hear them.
What is love? What is love?
Wow.
Depending on who you ask, you might get different answers. Let's ask the children.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Richmond Hill. What do the kids of Richmond Hill think love is? Take a listen.
And do you have a boyfriend right now?
Yes.
Yeah? Are you going to get him anything for Valentine's
Day? I'm going to give him chocolate.
Ooh. And what do you hope he gets you?
I think he's going to get me a beautiful necklace.
A beautiful necklace? Ooh. You love this boyfriend?
Yes.
Yeah? How do you know that you love him?
Because we like the same thing, each other.
Yeah? How do you know he loves you? Does he do anything special for you or say anything that you know?
Every time when I need something and I don't have it, he sometimes gives it to me.
Do your parents love each other?
Yes.
How do you know that they love each other?
Well, actually, my dad and mom married each other.
Do you have a girlfriend right now?
I used to, but then she moved away, so I couldn't see her anymore.
Do you have a boyfriend right now?
No.
No? If you did, what would you want him to get you?
Diamond earrings.
Do you have a girlfriend right now?
No!
No, if you did, what would you want her to get you?
A Beyblade.
And if I asked you to describe what love was, what would you tell me?
Love is a feeling that you get some point in your life, and you would feel really good inside of your body.
If I asked you to describe what love was, what would you say?
I'd say it feels like butterflies in your stomach.
Have you ever been in love before?
Kids don't get in love.
Hey, there you go. that's the right answer.
Kids don't get in love.
We don't get that.
He's right, butterflies in your stomach.
Katy Perry has a new song with Zedd that's out this morning, and it's trending. It's called 365.
I'm looking at Jamar.
I'm in.
Jamar's doing the thing with his head,
yeah.
And he's pursing his lip.
It's got the swag. I'm in.
Yeah, it's got a cool sound.
I like it too.
I think that's thanks to Zedd. Kind of reminds me of her single that didn't go that far, Bon Appetit. You know, that similar cadence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. It's a new move for Katy, and I like it. Marcelo Zoya, aka Chair Girl, is trending. She's been released on bail. She appeared at a College Park courthouse yesterday around 3 p.m. She was given two charges related to mischief and one for common nuisance. And now she has to live with her mom, and she's barred from the residence from which she tossed the chair. She also isn't allowed to possess any weapons or contact other people who were involved in the incident, including the camera holder. So does this mean she can't have access to chairs until her court date on March 22nd? Because like that's a weapon to her.
Or she can't live above the second floor.
She can't. I would have ruled out balconies for her as well.
So I'm scrolling through the Daily UK as I do, and she is made it to that.
Really?
Yeah. Called an Instagram influencer.
What'd you just, wait, what'd you just say?
Instagram influencer, 19 influencer. Years old.
They're calling her an Instagram influencer? How is she?
I don't know.
Based on what?
You know what? Let's call it right now. We are not talking about this individual. We are not giving her any more airtime or any more press until the 22nd, when hopefully the judge deals with this situation as they should. Because this is now what's happened, right? You talk about it for so long, and then,
then they become famous.
You make a celebrity out of someone who really doesn't deserve it.
Let me put this in my calendar. When is the court date?
March 22nd.
Boy, I think she has no idea what's
going on. Can we have full silence on her until then?
Sure. That's all I ask. Done. All right.
Though your Facebook and Instagram feed may be filled with photos of babies, turns out that according to a new trending study out of the U.S., fewer Americans are having babies than ever before. And for the first time in U.S. history, women over 30 are having more children than in any other age group. More than in their teens, more than in their 20s. The highest birth rate is now women aged 30 to 34. Oh. So young adults delaying the age of marriage, delaying the first children. And that's because, you know, lots of different factors. But economists say life is expensive. Mm-hmm. Homes are more expensive. Salaries aren't increasing to match the rising cost of living. Income inequality is a huge issue for young women. Childcare costs a fortune. So when you factor all this in, they just wait. Or it becomes less appealing altogether. And you don't have to be south of the border for this to hit close to home. Like, I think about the issue of full-day kindergarten. That's back here in Ontario.
Yeah.
Talks of that being in jeopardy just means that it's harder for women to be able to go back to work.
It's
a real struggle. So for a lot of them, instead of just saying, well, we'll just make it work, they're going, actually, wait. If I want to have children at all, I'm going to do it a little bit later when perhaps I'm more financially able to do so.
It's hard to factor in all those things. It really is. Plus your biological clock is ticking. That's really tough. Yeah.
I know. I think women are feeling it. And that's why this study is such big trending news today. And lastly, Valentine's Day is trending. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone here and all of our lovely listeners.
Uh-huh. Happy Valentine's.
We had such a nice Valentine's with all of our chum bedroom Olympics.
We did.
Absolutely. It was an epic morning.
Yay.
I feel good about taking that poor guy off the floor.
Very good call.
Poor David.
And Natalie won. They won a $2,500 gift certificate at Sleep Country plus $500 cash. Now, we understood when we met them that he sleeps with her, but he sleeps on the floor because she's still sleeping on her bed at her parents', which single is like bed. It's a single bed.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Love.
I had this situation once. He ends up on the bed. I'm just right there.
Oh, I know. I get that.
Or in the morning, he ends up on the floor.
So he says to me, as he's leaving, he goes, thanks, you guys. I'm getting a king size bed.
There you go. I want to give a quick shout out to Jeremy Lin. Thanks for the 8 points last night.
Yeah.
Rapsaw beat. And they're off for the All-Star break. All right.
Hey. Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. Chum 104.5.